All right, so welcome to the pre-show here on this, the 26th, is it? And what I've decided to do, Woo, is just take the rest of the week off. And when I say take the rest of the week off, we're going to do a Bobby Dooley at Butner these last three shows. One of the reasons my throat's a little fucking rough. I don't know whether this is a cold. I don't think I have a cold. I think I've just been just, you know, burning the candle at both ends, to be honest with you. And flying back and forth between where I live in L.A., it's a long motherfucking hump, man. We got to sell this house. We got to sell the house and get back to civilization. Because I bought this house 22 years ago as a vacation house. And then suddenly, you know, you get divorced and the houses get divvied up. Yeah, that's right. I said houses. That's the way it was for me back in those days. And why I got this one, I'll never really understand, because the other one was well, I don't want to get into it. But nonetheless, this is where I am. And I would say that this house has been a great teacher. It's taught me a lot. I've been through a lot. I've learned a lot. Seriously, when I think of this house and leaving this house, I think of this house as a great teacher. I learned a lot from you, Mr. House. I really, truly did. Okay. So what I'm going to do for the next 3 days, the next three shows, is we're going to do Bobby at Butner. This first one that we're going to do here tonight or today is from last year, is it? Yeah, August. And Steve Bozell is interviewing Bobby. It says here, Steve Bozell interviews Bobby, who has fled Butner Lake with her husband, Steve, just ahead of a lawsuit. I have no fucking earthly idea what this is about. This is August of 2023. Let me see if I downloaded this thing properly. You did. You did, son. Okay. But I mean, and the other thing is, my sleep has been really shitty the last few, and I think it's because of... I do these acting workshops that go kind of late into the night, and then I'm coming home and I'm doing the show. I'm not getting to bed till like 3 o'clock in the morning, which is not good, man. You can't do that. So as a result, you know, you're taking naps and the whole next day is kind of fucked up. Excuse me. I just hiccuped. Jackie and I had this discussion about hiccups. She goes, "Do you hiccup?" I go, "Yeah." And when she hiccups, it's like this, like that. You can hear it a block off. And it's a major thing for her. It's not a major thing, but it's something she takes note of. Look, I have the hiccups. I just hiccuped. I can't tell you the last time in my life when I had the quote-unquote hiccups. In other words, you know where you hiccup for like 5 minutes? It hasn't happened to me since forever, man. Maybe my 20s. You know, back when you're younger and you don't give a shit what you eat, right? Turn the air on. It's kind of hot in here. When you're younger, you eat anything and everything because your metabolism is such that you're burning it up. And I didn't really start getting fat until I was in my 40s. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I stayed the same, pretty much relatively the same weight. And I could eat like a son of a bitch and still stay under 200 pounds, you know. And I would come home from work on certain days and just dig into the refrigerator and just eat everything that was in there. And I'd wind up getting the hiccups. And I remember one time I had the hiccups for a fucking day. I started getting scared. I started thinking, oh my God, I did something to my gut, whatever. Duodenum or whatever that thing's called. And but since those days, it has not happened. Now, maybe it's because I'm eating better, or I'm watching what I'm eating, or I'm not wolfing the shit down, you know, like it's the last meal I'm ever going to eat. I don't know what it is, but, excuse me. I ain't had the hiccups, man. So she talks to me about having the hiccups. Like, hey, girlfriend, I don't know what you're talking about. So we'll have three Bobby shows here. And because I got a fucking hell of a weekend coming up. I've got to go up and I got to see my sister at the beach. Big D and I are going to visit our dear friend Mike, who's not doing well. And then we're going to go to the LAFC game. Then come back. I'll crash at their house overnight. And then come back here on Sunday. But it's kind of like I'm going to see people that are not doing well, you know. Whatever. Mike is a great guy. I've known him my whole life since we were kids. In his 30s, he had a problem. He was hospitalized, and I don't know the specifics. It wasn't cancer or anything like that. It was just some organic, I think, like with his spleen or something like that. But the point being, since then, it's been something he's had to be careful. He's had to watch, you know. We're talking like 40 fucking years, you know. I remember going to see him over at Arcadia Methodist, and we were joking because the Kentucky Derby had just run, and it was a long shot that came in, and he correctly, he bet it. So he was all happy about making all this money, and he couldn't get out of the fucking hospital to go collect it. Let me see some here, man. This is last 2023?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
August of 2023. Okay. God, I haven't changed a bit. I'm serious. I'm looking at this video of myself, this video log of myself. I look like the same goddamn guy. All right.
Let's turn this fucker off.
That's the news. That's what's going on. And we'll see you on the other side. Check out our video cast and we'll fill you in more.
Yeah, hi. Testing. Hi, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, it's Bobby Dooley.